You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob. We created this series of videos to help you navigate through the difficult process of divorce. We hope it helps. Our topic on this episode is a slightly different take on mediation.
Yeah.
It doesn't just come in one form and size.
No, because I mediated, and since then I've heard just all kinds of different views on ways to do mediation.
There isn't one size fits all here.
Yeah, so today we have with us Carol Orland, who's a founding member and partner of Broder & Orland. They have law offices in Greenwich and Westport, Connecticut. She's been practicing family law for just under 40 years. She's really seasoned on this, and they offer mediation as part of their practice. So I think it's a great topic. Okay.
Talk about your form of mediation, Carol. What do you like to see and do?
So what my partner and I, and it's Eric Broder is my partner, co-founder with me, Broder & Orland, what we like to do is what we call directed or focused mediation. We know, because we're also litigators, what the possible parameters of outcomes are. And we think that's really important. We have colleagues.
Are you talking about alimony, asset division? What are you talking
about?
Everything.
Everything that can possibly happen in the case that needs to be resolved to get divorced, whether it's alimony, child support, parenting time, schedules, assets, liabilities. There really is narrow band of possible parameters in most
what's
cases.
What's that based on? If you look at cases historically, you can almost narrow it down to these are the results?
It's based on case law, and it's based on our experience in our case.
Okay.
There are a lot of our colleagues are mediators, and they do a fine job, and their style of mediation is probably very different than ours. Typically, they're not also litigators. And that's not to say they're not informed, but we feel, Eric and I anyway, feel that we're in court, we're litigators, we love to settle cases because we think a settled case is the best case, but sometimes you can't do that. So we're in court frequently throughout the state of Connecticut, litigating cases, sitting in the back of the courtroom watching other cases while we're waiting for our cases, reading the opinions, and we have a really good idea of how a case is going to come out if you go to court. And so that's always the backdrop. Like you're sitting there and mediating, and in our opinion, we want to get you to what's called the red zone. If any of you are football fans, it's like the 20-yard line to the goal.
Right.
And we want to start there. We don't want to start all over the playing field because we think that that sort of wastes a lot of time and energy and money.
That's brilliant. If you've been told you're within this 10%, then you know where your starting point
but
is to negotiate.
But also tells you what's not worth arguing about. It just streamlines everything, right?
Correct. It's like, usually example in a parenting plan. So parents will come in and say, I want 50-50 time. And then we talk about, well, to the woman, where do you work? I work on Wall Street. Well, what are your hours? Well, I'm on the train at 6 in the morning. I'm getting back 11 at night. I'm doing that 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. And we're like, how are you going to do 50-50 during the week? That doesn't work. And don't be ashamed of it. You know, people just think they need to have that. But we sort of give them license to realize that maybe that's not the best way to do it.
Okay.
So we'll start them off at the parameters of what's likely to happen. What's likely to happen is you're going to get more weekend time. You're going to get maybe more vacation time. We're going to have some flexibility. And let's start talking about that right off the bat rather than this notion that we're down on the other person's 20-yard line, right?
I gotcha. So they would come in and you would set some of the parameters and then see and then negotiate from that point forward.
That's the style. That's what we think works. That's what we think
what
is
happens,
fairest.
What happens when it doesn't work, Carol? Do you see that often and is that a bad thing?
It sometimes doesn't work. I mean, sometimes in mediation, there's an inherent power imbalance. In the case, we're just talking about a woman, let's say, on Wall Street, and maybe she's got the financial expertise and the know-how, and maybe she's earned the lion's share of the money during the marriage, so there's some imbalance there. And, you know, maybe let's say the husband is somewhat intimidated by the process or by her because of it. Mm-hmm. And we have the flip side. You know, we have men who are in private equity and, you know, venture capital who have, you know, earned a lot of money, very successful at what they do. And maybe we have a woman who hasn't worked outside the home, who has spent her time during the marriage bringing up the children. And so they go to mediation, and husband's talking about all these fancy forms of alternative assets and what
and
should
we
be done.
Have and no carried over. Yeah. Is over. Right?
Like, what's carried interest, she said. I don't know what carried interest is.
I don't even know how to spell interest.
Right. So, you know, it can get somewhat intimidating. And you really, if you're going to mediation, the important thing is both parties really have to be invested in it. They have to want to be divorced. They want to not drag things out. They want to be honest with each other. They want to be respectful. They can disagree. They will disagree. They should disagree. But they want to be invested to the point of getting it done. And sometimes that doesn't work.
So when you sit down at the table, do you like to do it all in one stretch? Do you have multiple sessions?
All in one stretch is a little ambitious. I think initially, you know, you want to lay out what it's going to look like, and you do the preamble, and you talk about, you know, who you are, and you want to hear who they are, and you want some preliminary information. You want to get their goals and objectives. And then they come back. You know, it's hard to put a number on it. But again, in our firm, we're really conscious of being time effective and cost effective, and we don't want to drag it out. We have other cases waiting. You know, we
want to
give
you want to drag it out.
We don't want to because we're busy. You know, we're the largest family law firm in Connecticut,
and the busier they are,
and we have plenty of cases to do. And that being said, we want to give each case the attention that it deserves, and we do. But we don't want to drag it out, because dragging it out just makes bad results, typically, and unhappy clients. So what good is that? We'd rather do it in whatever time it takes. Sometimes it's going to take more sessions than typically. We're there, we'll do it.
Okay.
But we don't want to do it unnecessarily. That's the key.
In this world of slightly different mediation, this directed mediation, would you still recommend review counsel, which is that each party has a lawyer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, review counsel can be a tricky concept, because now you're sending each of the parties out. We've been in this cocoon of agreeing, and everybody feels pretty good about what they've done, right? And we have a term sheet, and they go out to counsel, and depending on the counsel, can sometimes fall apart. When I'm review counsel, I like to look for what's called oh my gods, and that is, it's a minefield. If I think there's a minefield there, I'm going to certainly point it out to my client and say, we need to do something about this. But I'm not looking to redraft the agreement. That's not fair, because that agreement is a process of negotiation that I haven't been privy to. It's been a process of give and take. And I don't want to step in the middle of that and blow it up. Okay. They didn't need to go to mediation, to go to review counsel to have it blown up. So the important thing is to really get to two good review counsel who can work well with each other, who can negotiate with each other if it's necessary, who can communicate with each other, and know that the goal is to get this done.
To get it
and
done.
Get it done for the client.
Because everyone just wants to be done, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
This is a great take on mediation. It's great.
It is.
It's still a very positive process, but again, it's about expectations and communication. Again.
Well, it is. And it's about setting parameters, reasonable goals, and knowing outcomes, and having somebody or mediators who really know the value of the case and have experienced it every day, and can bring that experience to bear on the mediation process.
Great. Terrific. Great, Carol, stuff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, you're the best. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. For information on this topic and more, please visit our website, singleprocess.me.